to really wake up, you have to admit to yourself that you've been brainwashed from a child. Whether it's from your mama, your daddy, your neighborhood, your church, your jobs, your news, media, music. The music you listen to is brainwashing you to think a certain way. If I go talk to an independent Baptist person, they all talk the same. If I go talk to a Methodist, they all talk the same. If I go talk to a Pentecostal, they all talk the same. How's that even possible? And I'm not talking about everybody, but I'm talking about the average person. If I go down here to this subway and talk to the manager, and I go across the street to another subway or another city even and talk to the manager, they all talk the same. They all speak the same speak. They talk the same talk because they're clones. They're clones. If I talk to somebody who listens to Ozzy Osbourne and I go over here to another state, somebody listens to Ozzy Osbourne, they all talk the same talk. They think the same think. They think the same think. You've been brainwashed and you didn't even know it. So to wake up, to really wake up, you're going to have to admit it. But most people, you're going to have to admit you are an AI robot. The AI is the flesh mind. You're going to have to admit that you were a robot by your mama, your daddy, your family, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your news, your media, your society, your country. Your country is always brainwashing. You can't think outside of your country. You can't think outside your culture. You can't think outside your bloodline. You have to admit you've been brainwashed. But if you can't do it, you'll stay brainwashed. You got to think outside the box. That's why it's okay, you know, if you read the Bible and you understand the Bible, and somebody says, well, why don't you read the Quran? Okay, I'll read it. And you'll start to see contradictions in the Quran. Why don't you read the Jehovah's Witness Bible? Okay, I'll read that. See contradictions. You read any religious book, contradictions. God literally, seriously, he made me read Leviticus. I told somebody that. I said, God is making me read the book of Leviticus. And they said, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know how to explain it to you. I promise you, he's making me read it. How can anybody read that book? That came out of the person's mouth. Isn't that boring? It might be boring, but it was very enlightening. It's all about the blood covering. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The AI program that everybody's under, if you only listen to Joe Rogan podcast, you're brainwashed. If you only listen to certain people, you're brainwashed. So you have to admit you've been programmed by something or somebody or some system. To break the program, you got to break the box. Break outside the box. Think about it. So some man, and this could apply to women dating men, but I'm looking from a man's perspective, but the women could say the same thing. So they're enamored by... Some man's enamored by some woman, so they get together and they're so intertwined. And then they, you know, let's say they married a narcissist, they dated or married a narcissist, and so they keep them in such a drama game that they're blinded by it. And you can see how people are blinded by. It's not really love. It's more of a... It's more of the image. They don't really love the person because they don't really know the person. It's more of the image of the person that they love, you know? So you could watch it. Watch it. There's a pattern. Bounty Hunter D catches cheaters, right? That's what he does. And he catches people cheating, and not only on relationships, but trying to get by. And so what he if you listen to it long enough, listen to about 10 or 15 or 20 of them, and watch how these people are master manipulators. They're liars to the hilt. I was married to one of them. Why are you on your own insurance? It'd be cheaper if we had our own. Why are you trying to do your own insurance? Well, I'm not going to join that because their theme song is against the Bible. But the whole reality is that was a lie, because she wanted her own money because she knew she was going to take off and do something under. She didn't want you to know what she had hid, and she was living a double life, pretty much, you know. And so if you watch these cheaters and these liars, they're living double lives, and they've convinced somebody through the drama that the other person's crazy. But you wanted to believe the lie about this person, but it's all lies. And so when they're around you, they're one way. When they're around other people, they're another way. They live double and triple lives. And society's made it sound like that's normal. The cognitive dissonance. And these kind of people, they want to throw out an image, and then when you actually see past the image, the image breaks, you go into cognitive dissonance, you don't want to believe it. But you have to believe it. It's not even about that. It's about you're going to have to believe you've been programmed. It's hard to admit it. As you get older, you're going to realize you don't think like your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. You have your own thoughts. They might be programmed by some kind of system thinking, right? But you break the program, and you're around these people, and you're trying to break them free from the program, but they get their identity out of the program. This is my point. They're getting their identity out of that box life, out of that camaraderie ship. They're getting their identity out of the program. And the program because it's so ubiquitous, omnipresent, the program is hard to break. That's all I'm saying. The program is hard to break. Until you admit it. It's cognitive dissonance. I'm distracted by something going on around me. So I'm kind of sorry how I didn't get it. I'm not in the flow like I was. Sorry. I'm trying to get back in the flow here because I had something around me happening that was distracting. Anyway, if you want to become aware or awake or whatever you want to call it, if you want to wake up from the dream, you got to, I don't care if it's, you know, a lot of people say they're awake. They're still in the dream world. They're still in the dream. They think they're awake, but they're not. They're in the dream. And I understand it. I mean, it makes total sense how they want to live in that delusion. But I promise you, God will shake up your world to break you out of that delusion. You can't worship another person. You can't worship a system down here. You can't worship your government. You can't worship the lies You just can't do it. God will break it apart. You can't worship a job. You can't worship a spouse. You can't worship anything down here. God wants your identity in Him. Not your identity in anything down here, but Him. As long as you believe the fake reality, go ahead. That person, place, or thing is going to let you down. And you're going to be mad at the person, but it was actually you because you wanted to believe the lie. And the lie and the data points were there the whole time. You wanted to believe the lie. You wanted to believe it.